Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to Company Showcase, Larry.
Thank you, Jim.
Larry, I saw a pretty impressive video of your demonstration recycling plant, and you also had a news release earlier this week. What can you tell us about both of them?
Well, the video is of our shredder, and that shreds the, basically the aluminum, and we are able to get the cathode material off the aluminum, so that's working very well. And but our major thing was the press release talking about our demonstration plant and some of the layout in it. And you can see by the size of the equipment, this is not a small dinky toy plant. It's a got some impressive sizes in there. So I'm just waiting for the piping and the wiring to catch up, and we'll have another update. Now, the what it does show you, that this could actually be a commercial plant down the road, and that's what we're shooting for, is to try to make what we're doing commercial and getting buyers for the material we produce. Certainly, some of the material is from the Tier 1 companies that we have NDAs with, so those will be small batches. But the major portion of our plant is the 5 tons we got to put through the plant, and 500 kilograms a day, and we hope to be able to turn that into some actual money. And if we can, we may move the plant to another location where it can be operated continuously, and we'll have a small bit of cash flow coming in.
Larry, the demonstration plant and your patents, how impressed are Chinese investors with the efforts that you've made, because electric vehicles are the big wave in China?
Well, China leads the wave. They lead the wave in everything. The product that you need for the cathode materials, the nickel, manganese, cobalt, and they certainly lead the chemistry on building batteries. China's a way out in front here, and what we're hoping to do is shortcut some of the things that they're doing, and put this demonstration plant next to a battery production plant that we can turn around the material that goes out into scraps back into usable material or usable batteries with even better performance than the originals. So, it's an exciting chapter in our life. And we're going to see things starting to come together, and it's going to, change the whole dynamics of the company. I think that some of these NDAs may be turned into agreements, sometimes towards the second part of this year or third part of the year. And everybody wants to see this thing actually operating on a commercial basis. So, It's an exciting chapter for us. I know that not so many shareholders as such, but it seems like the emphasis is on, even with Stockwatch, the emphasis is on the fact that that they're not proceeding with the second phase of the testing, although they've got nothing wrong with the science, nothing wrong with that. It was the cost. But, these things cost money. When you're doing it on a R&D basis, you got to factor that into the cost of the whole operation. So, the reality is, Jim, that I think that the U.S. needs this. They need to be able to produce manganese, especially on an emergency basis. Totally 100% dependent on the rest of the world, and most of them are hostile on the on manganese. So it's you know, I can't see this thing going on forever. But in the meantime, our major focus has always been on the recycling of lithium-ion batteries, and that major focus is not going to change. And, you know, now we can put even more than 100%. We can put, you know, roughly 120% into our recycling program. So, you know, it's got its downfalls and it's got its upfalls. And this is one of the things that has made the company is the recycling. It, you know, the batteries, the production of manganese metal was a second thought with the DLA, but, you know, that's been our, was our major focus at one time, and now it's a secondary focus, and our 100% focus right now is on recycling. So, yeah, it's... I guess you would say it's a blessing in disguise, because now we're building the plant. We got to put a lot of energy into that. And instead of splitting up the energy and trying to get the pilot plant going, you know, our hands are free to, get this demonstration plant up and running in such a fashion that, it actually will produce income at the end of the day, and you know, that's our goal, and you know, I think it's achievable. So as a matter of fact, you know, I really believe it's achievable, and so let's focus on the demonstration plant. That's where the money is, that's where the technology is, and certainly a very complicated technology. It's not something, you know, it's, we have it patented, and we, you know, so we're way ahead of everybody else when it comes to patenting these types of recoveries. And, you know, so I just have to say, you know, this is going to be the first demonstration plant of that size that's being built in North America. And it certainly looks like we're on the right track, Jim.
Larry, so many people have expressed concerns. What are they going to do with the old batteries if EVs really take off? And, of course, the wave is just starting. Your company should, you know, assuage or address some of those concerns.
Well, that's exactly what the company does. It does address those concerns. You know, we get, you know, greater than 99% recoveries and purities in our battery production, battery cathode material production, the precursors, and it's, you know, there's reuse of water, there's nothing going back into the environment, and so we, you know, I think we're in a very good position. We've positioned the company this way. I know it was frustrating for some people to see us retesting and testing and retesting and testing. But there's always something new that comes along that has to be run through the chute. And so that's one of the big situations that we have to address is a changing landscape. And, you know, now, you know, with the price of lithium the way it is, the just the iron phosphate batteries are, you know, probably in a position where you could make money on them, and certainly not on the iron phosphate, but on the lithium that you recover. So, with the price of lithium going through the roof, and I expect to see that happening for somewhere between 2 and 4 years before the industry is able to catch up with it, and that's going to put us in a position to produce lithium. And, you know, greater than 99% purity and greater than 99% recoveries, that just to produce the lithium itself. And that's where the money is right now, Jim. That's where you want to be. So, you know, I'm surprised we put our release out yesterday, even though the market slid, it went down significantly. And in the U.S. and the Dow and the Nasdaq, and it to see it drop, you know, 8% on that news was a bit of a shocker, and but it shouldn't be. You know, we still got the same people out there playing their games, and you know, we just have to live with that for the time being, Jim.
Larry, for people new to American Manganese, can you tell us a bit about the company?
Well, the company is a critical metals company that started its life as a producer of manganese, low-grade manganese, 2 to 3%, that the U.S. has lots of, and not much high-grade. They don't have a lot of high-grade, and if they do, it's in pods and pieces. So it's not economic, and so the basic thing is, you know, we can take the low grades and turn them into a saleable metal, or for that matter, you know, we could make a hell of a lot more money by selling the battery material. You know, I guess you would say manganese. Manganese metal is battery material, but the real cheap product is the manganese dioxide that you would use in batteries. And, you know, it's an interesting little fact that when you're producing the manganese dioxide, you're using only 60% of the product because 40% of it's oxygen. And so you got a big reduction in cost there as far as the work with electrolysis. You know, you're not going to have several machines that are eating a lot of electricity and very expensive to run making the metal. It's you're down to about 20% that size in producing the dioxide. So you you know, it's opened some doors for us. I think if we were to do a feasibility study today, or even if we did it back in 2012, I think it would have been a go. And you know, when you stop and think about the savings and everything else that's happening with the metal, plus we were looking at dry tailings, and you know, in the case of the government, we were looking at dry tailings. And, you know, so, that sand would be used to reclaim the site. And, I think it was a win-win for everybody. And, certainly the people of Wendon, they could make a golf course out of it, whatever they wanted to do. But, it's right now, it's up to the government. They have their decisions. They thought it was going to be too costly, there's no way we can shave that cost unless we take shortcuts that, you know, jeopardize the material that we'd be making at the end of the day. So we're not doing that. And if they're looking for information on the company, they can go to our website, AmericanManganeseInc.com, or they can actually send an email to me at LRAUGH@AMYMN.com. They can phone us at 778-574-4444. And we're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. And we're changing that name to the name of American Manganese to Recyclical at the next AGM. And, you know, so it better reflects what the company's doing. And, we're traded again on the, Toronto Venture, which I already mentioned. We're also traded on the QB board under the symbol AMYZF. And we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. I think all of those exchanges will become more active in the future. And, it's a great place to be, Jim. You know, I think, I'm not worried about the current price. I see that changing. I see another burst here coming up. And that burst will certainly outshine the previous burst to 280. So, you know, it's, you know, is what they want out there. We're finding that out now that some of these NDAs we're doing they've got agreements with other companies on black mass and everything else, but I think they're leaning heavily towards us to come up with a total solution. And I think after the demonstration plant, that's exactly what they'll have.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome, Jim.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on February 18th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.